This episode of Fermented Adventure the Podcast is sponsored by Brewskits, handcrafted dog treats made from spent beer grains, oats, barley, and rye. No chemical preservatives, a great source of fiber, and packed with protein. Visit brewskits.com to see the full selection of treats for your dog and your cat. Receive 15% off, no minimum purchase, on your first order by typing in lowercase FA2024 at checkout. Cheers! Hello, ladies and gentlemen, craft spirit enthusiasts, and those interested in the intoxicating world of craft distilleries, cideries, meaderies, wineries, and the occasional foray into breweries. It's Rich Shane, and welcome to Fermented Adventure, the podcast, where we bring you the fascinating people that are making the mash, fermenting, distilling, bottling, pouring, and delivering to you some of the finest libations in the world. Before we get started, here are a few housekeeping items. Thank you for bringing the podcast into wherever you are and whatever you're doing. We truly are grateful that you have chosen to listen and make us part of your day. It would mean the world to us if you left a 5-star review. This helps us climb in the rankings, and it makes it easier for others to find us. Don't hesitate to leave us your comments as well. If the podcast didn't meet your expectations, tell us why. We're always striving to improve. You can find us at fermentedadventure.com. We are on Instagram and Facebook as Fermented Adventure. Email us at fermentedadventure@gmail.com. All right, FA Nation, let's meet our guests. He's David Pritchett. She's Melanie Pritchett. I'm Rich Shane, and this is Fermented Adventure, the podcast. David and Melanie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
And you're Rich.
Well, as the tire cover behind you says, Winnebago, we're going to talk, what is Winnebago?
Want to start?
Sure. So the Winnebago is our camper. We started Wine Adventures before we purchased it. Actually, a year ago today, we picked it up. It only seemed appropriate to call it the Winnebago. It's our
This is your anniversary?
This is the anniversary of picking up our camper.
Oh my God, I feel so special to be able to share your anniversary together. All right, so adventures, what is all this that you do?
Well, we travel around. It started really just around Missouri and Illinois, visiting wineries. We kind of bonded over a love of wine. So it just kind of became our thing. And we started traveling out, doing long weekends, Michigan, Wisconsin, a week in Texas, going and visiting wineries.
I'll tell you what. Go ahead. What were you going to say, David?
I said Airbnb's got to be too expensive. So we decided to purchase something that is ours, and we got our own stuff, and we take it with us, and makes it a lot easier to go to different places, that's for sure.
I think it's a fabulous idea. I can tell you, we met at Liquid Alchemy in Wilmington, Delaware, and Dawn and I come down. It's more of an industrial center, an industrial park. We come down the road, and we see this massive, huge Winnebago camper parked. It must have taken up 3 football fields with what you have there. And I said, okay, finally a neighbor got ticked off at people parking in front of his building because literally there was no parking there. So we park and I go in and I see Jeff and I see Terry and I say, Jeff, what's the deal? I said, did the guy finally just, or did they just say no more parking on the weekends? He says, no. He said, there's a couple here and they're traveling around the country visiting wineries and all sorts of things. And they're sitting over there in the back. And I said, holy cow, that sounds so fabulous. And I found out this was for you guys, this was like a 30 state tour that you were doing, and you hit every single hockey game known to man, didn't you?
We're working on that. I will say we're working on it. No, this was we were probably at the beginning or early of the 10 state 12 day trek along the East Coast, south of, I guess, east of Indiana and all the way up to New York. So we did 12 days in 10 states. We hit 43 wineries during the trip, 2 hockey games. And then we spent a day in Philadelphia doing some historical sites, and then 2 days in Washington, D.C. doing historical sites. So it was an unbelievably great trip for our 2-year anniversary, our 2-year dating anniversary. Before is the reading that we went on this trip.
Brewskits, beer, grain, dog bones. Brewskits, your dog will go wild. Brewskits, beer, grain, dog bones, a healthy alternative for your pup.
Brewskits are all natural and made in the USA. Visit brewskit.com. That's BREWSCUIT.com.
So, with all that you did and all of those visits and things, I mean, we met, I guess you were somewhere in the middle or the beginnings of the trip.
Yeah.
What were some of the highlights? What were some of the, besides meeting Dawn and I mean, don't go
well,
into
of course,
that.
Absolutely. What? Dawn and you and being there at the meadery was great. So, but no, I mean, for me, it was, we parked the camper, didn't take the camper with us, but we drove up to New York for a day, did a winery right there in Brooklyn. That's directly across from the Statue of Liberty. So that was our first winery in New York. So that was a great day. What do you think? What else for you?
While we were up there, seeing the Statue of Liberty was really cool. We did the ferry ride from Manhattan to Staten Island and back, the free ferry. So that was cool. I got to go see World Trade. So that whole day was pretty fun. Other highlights, we're big fans, and our kids are probably bigger fans of Hamilton, the musical. We got to see a lot of the, like, where the Constitution was signed and stuff like that in Philadelphia. So that was pretty cool, too.
I think it's really interesting how this conversation's going now, that your Winnebago and the highlights of where you went had nothing to do with wine.
Well, the wine did. So, I mean, obviously, so if you want to go wineries, there was a winery at the Bull Run that was really good that we went to. Very historical stuff there, too. So they've got a lot of old bullets and stuff they've got from the grounds. But the winery is actually on the site of the first Battle of Bull Run. So that was a really we took a couple of hours there. That was probably our longest winery spot that we stopped was there.
I've been following. It was fun. We met you. I followed you on Instagram and got to see from there all your adventures. And I felt like now I know what it must be like for people to follow our site.
Yeah.
Although you post pretty much in real time.
Yeah.
And we post weeks behind, part of it for safety reasons, so people don't know where we are. But it was really fun to get a flavor of, you know, just meeting you. Mm-hmm. And seeing your personalities and watching you go out and, you know, your perspective on photographs and where you go and how you did things. You're changing hockey jerseys from one city's team to another so you don't get beat up. I love that. That was great.
I mean, Philadelphia was a little tough. There was some razzing going on. All in good fun, well, for the most part. But, you know, we're outside of St. Louis, Missouri. So, you know, we have lost two football teams, unfortunately. So there was a little bit of that. And, you know, most of the people that were around us, their last Stanley Cup win was 1974 to 75. And I ask any of them, were you even alive during that time frame? And so it was all in good fun. And we had the Blues end up winning that game. So that was good. The Penguins game, we won't talk about that. It was not the best game, but that's okay. I'm a diehard Blues fan, but also love my Penguins. So. But that's all right. But yeah, I've gone to probably now 8 or 9 different NHL stadiums. So the goal is to hit all the NHL stadiums. And then, of course, every possible winery we can hit between now and then. So on our way back, we actually hit our 250th winery that we've been to, different winery that we've been to within less than 2 years.
You're on a mission, aren't you? I mean, is there an end goal in mind here?
You want to go ahead with the end goal?
Every state. We just haven't figured out how we're going to get the camper to Hawaii yet.
Oh, so the camper has to go too?
Yeah. So there are rules. There are different rules for the camper and wineries. You want to go over the rules?
Yeah. So for a winery to count as being visited, we have to drink their wine on their property. So they have to make their own wine. It can't be like a wine bar that's just purchasing wine elsewhere. For the camper to count as a camper state, we have to either do an overnight stay or do some kind of activity, visit a winery, something like that in that state.
I'd be more curious how you're getting the camper to Hawaii than Alaska.
We thought about pontoons.
Yeah, just throwing some pontoons underneath it and just going. Pontoons and a trolley motor. Did you, I'm back there with a trolley motor in the back, you know.
Can you amend your rules to say you'll take the tire cover and that'll spend time in the state? Would that work?
I don't think I'm going to get that pass. I appreciate the try, Rich, but
No.
I don't think that's going to happen.
You're going
It'll
to have to
still
hire a board of
count as a winery state,
directors.
though.
Yeah, it'll count as a winery state. Just the camper has not been though. So no, we've actually had multiple discussions of how we're going to actually get it to Hawaii. So
How did this love or enjoyment of wine and winery start for the both of you?
you're welcome.
Well, on our first date, actually, we were just chit-chatting about everything under the sun, as you can imagine. He mentions that he really likes wine and he's got a wine club membership at Adam Pooter Winery in Herman, Missouri. And I said, that's my favorite place in the world. So it just kind of kicked off from there. The first weekend that we went to any wineries was actually going out there for one of their wine club pickup parties.
Are there wines specifically that you both gravitate towards, things you enjoy, and things that, hey, if you see they're on the list of wines, you're like, oh, don't they have any good wines here? You know, do you feel that way sometimes?
I probably feel that way more than she does.
Okay.
I am more of a dry red drinker, so I more go toward the Nortons, the Cabs, the Cab Francs, the Syrahs, things of that nature. That's kind of where I love. I will try anything. I will probably not like it as we get sweeter. I'm definitely not a dessert wine most of the time. And yeah, it's one of those things. For her, she's all over the board. She likes it all. I will try it, but I didn't want necessarily. It's not something I'm going to buy necessarily. But I'm more of that dry red drinker. So my 20 almost 22 year old son, who's a loves chemistry, he's went with us on his first wine trail last year, and we were all these wineries, and you know he's had wine with me off and on as he's gotten older, and he also likes the dry red stuff. And we're at these places, and he stops about that semi-sweet, even that semi-dry sometimes level. And the people across the way, or you know, whatever, and he looks to me, goes, "You ruined me for wine." And I'm like, "No, buddy, I just saved you from a lifetime of headaches with the sweeter stuff." And then the people across the bar are always like, "Oh yeah, your dad's a hero. He saved you for a lot. Don't give him any crap for it." So.
Pardon the interruption. Thank you so much for listening to Fermented Adventure, the podcast. Could you do us a favor? Hit that follow button. It makes it easier for others to find us, and it helps us climb in the rankings. Take a screenshot of the podcast, post it, tag us, and let everyone know that you listen to the Fermented Adventure podcast. Now, back to our podcast. Well, Melanie, you're kind of all over the place. Are there things that you would prefer or gravitate more towards, or you're more of a big fan of as far as varietal or blends or things like that?
Definitely things I gravitate toward. I'll try the fruit wines, but I don't drink a lot of them. I do tend to get a sugar headache. I like them, but I don't drink a lot of them. So I'll tend to gravitate toward dry reds. There's a couple of dry whites that I really, really like. If I can find a good dry vignole, I'm in. I also really, really like my sherries, especially a cream sherry.
Nice. All right. So it's fun when you discovered that this is something you could share with each other and you connected in such a way. And I think for us within our fermented adventure, it's so exciting to meet people like the both of you who have this passion for what you do and the enjoyment of that moment when you pull into the, whether it's a winding road or a parking lot, or you don't know what to expect because it's all new for you. Are there places, though, that you would say, we can't wait to come back to, or this is, if we moved here, this would be our winery, this would be our go-to?
Yeah, I think that's the good thing about this, and I'll let Melanie probably answer the actual question. But the fun for me is, just the meeting different people. So sometimes it's, whoever's working at the tasting bar. Sometimes you meet a lot of owners. Sometimes you meet a lot of winemakers. Sometimes it's winemaker owners together, right? So the stuff that we talk about with them is amazing. It's not like you're just going in. Our favorite places are the stuff where we get to sit down, sit at a table, sit at the whatever, and actually talk to those people. We like those type of tastings versus, well, pick your five out, let me pour them and go sit over there and have, enjoy your own wine. Half the fun for us is the enjoyment of speaking to all those different people, for sure. You want to talk about our favorite types of places?
I mean, honestly, I don't know if that I would say much different. it's the ones where we get to meet the owners and have the conversations and learn why they got into the business, why they do what they love, and why they love it. We've got, I'd say near Carbondale, Illinois, we've got one that if we lived down there would 100% be our home winery. It's called Peach Barn, and it's just an amazing place with great people. There's a place up in Michigan called was it Red Top that does some really, really cool things. They've got all their tastings on tap. They've got a wide variety. They do ciders. That's definitely a place I'd love to go back to.
In your travels, definitely wines and wineries are on the list of places definitely to stop. You also mentioned historical sites, and I will razz you about one thing. I'm not going to razz you about hockey, but we need to up your appreciation or choice of cheesesteak places. So when you're in Philadelphia next time, friends don't let friends be a tourist for cheesesteaks, okay? Let's just get that out of the way now.
We did that because I had a work colleague that told us we had to do the Gino's Pat's cheesesteak challenge.
It's like you're 50, so you have to get a prostate exam. Why do people put themselves
Oh,
through that? That's
wow,
unnecessary.
Rich, that's rough. That hurts. That hurts.
I'm just telling you, on your way back, we're kidnapping you. I'm
All
taking
right.
control of the steering wheel,
That's fine.
and we'll do a little cheesesteak tour. We have
Okay.
Jim Pappas of Philadelphia Cheesesteak Adventure. We're
Yeah.
gonna he's like, that gopher from Caddyshack.
Yep.
I mean, I just think we should just stick him in the car and he's gonna take over the whole adventure. And you can experience cheesesteaks. Are there areas that you have not been to before that are on the itinerary to visit next?
Yeah, so the funniest thing about this is, or funniest slash craziest thing about this is, so we've hit 250 wineries, new wineries, in less than 2 years. We have not gone further west than right outside of Kansas City, Kansas. So we have not been out west to anything in Napa, anything in California. I really like the Willamette Valley Pinot Noirs. Want to hit out there. So the definite plan is to hit everything out west someday. We had a couple of plans. They've kind of fell through in the last year and a half. But we'll figure it out. It's probably going to be another 2 years or so before we get out there, just because of timing and kids graduating college and our upcoming wedding and things like that. But the plan is to definitely head out west a little further. So we just kind of started small in the Missouri, Illinois area, and just kind of started going outwardly within day trips, for the most part, before we bought the camper. And then now that we have the camper, we can start going further out. But it's still hard to do those on weekend trips sometimes.
And you have not yet been to the New York wine region either.
No, yeah. So
No.
nothing other than New York City, New York, up what or out northeast either. So no, nothing Maine with Vermont, anything that way. Nothing in the Finger Lakes. So yeah, there's a lot of regions that we've got to go and plan. We do have a partial plan to go to Canada in the fall this year to hit like the Niagara Falls area of on the Canada side, which there's like 60-ish wineries within that area. So, we can do that in a day or so, But no, very, very excited. And again, the good thing is, even if we hit, a good amount in a state, then within the next year, a lot more pop up, or you lose some, unfortunately. So we'll never be able to hit them all. So everyone in one state is definitely the goal. But then after that, I mean, the world's the oyster. Well, whatever you can hit.
We'd like to hit every winery in Missouri.
Yes, that is a goal.
How close are you to that?
We're what, 80,
Half?
85
Okay.
ish in
Half give or
Missouri.
take.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you also think about it. You also have Virginia, which has a great wine trail. There are a lot of areas throughout the country as you are you discovering that, wow, I just didn't realize there were this many wineries as you start to look around you.
Yeah.
And good ones, not so good ones, some that are bringing
On
in
the
juice
same
from
thought?
different
No.
areas, right?
All
What's
over the
that?
board. Yeah,
Yeah,
all over the
well,
board.
yeah.
We've seen both. Both. I think Pennsylvania, I think, touted they had like 400 in Pennsylvania itself too. So which is really interesting, for us at least, because Missouri, I think, claims to have like 200, somewhere in that range, 250. So yeah, I mean, there's, like I said, there's always regions, there's always new ones to hit. It's just depending on, the where we want to go next. So
When does your podcast start? When are you going to start doing your own podcast?
when we started this, again, it just kind of came organically, right? It was we actually have a journal. In doing our wine stops, we actually stop and journal about everything we went, from things that we've tasted to things that we like. We rate things, we write things down that we've bought. So it just kind of started, and it just keeps kind of evolving. We just started our own web pages, and our own public sites, on Insta and Facebook, actually December of last year. So a lot of friends of ours are like, you guys should either podcast or blog or, do something.
And a lot of the people we were meeting along the way were saying that.
Or, oh, give me a business card. Like, we don't have business cards. I mean, we're just out here having fun. And everybody's like, no, you should really do this. And, the more we talked about it, the more we decided to do it. We got the Winnebago, accounts created in December. The hardest thing was going back and reposting things for the previous year and a half. And Instagram at one point thought I was a bot. As I keep posting things, it would post the pictures, but no words. So I'd have to go back, and it was like a week right after Christmas and New Year's. Was a week of craziness trying to get everything reposted. And then once we did, it was everything going forward is new and getting posted on the days it up. So I don't know, podcast maybe. I think we've done our few new reels recently on this trip, so that was new to us, and having a good time with those, and just out there enjoying what we can do.
I say that because I feel like in a lot of ways we're cut from the same cloth. And it's really the appreciation. You mentioned the stories, the people you meet along the way,
Right.
and you both, kudos to you for your organization skills. I mean, Dawn and I talk about we wish we would have journaled from the beginning. We didn't know it was just, two crazy kids out there. Just checking out places and discovering each other and what we liked and the things that we were finding. And it's those magical experiences I'm sure that you can talk to or talk about when you connect with somebody, right? And those stories that you take away that make that bottle, whatever that wine you have, make that bottle or bottles or a case or whatever. I don't know what your purchasing habits are. But make that more special. There's always, once you've got a story behind the bottle or inside the bottle, it becomes even more special. And that's why I said, do you have plans to to be more interactive and talk to the people you meet along the way or the new people you haven't? If I mean, there are wine conventions. There's so much you guys can do to be out and about and just take this to any level you want to take it to, right?
Yeah, I think as it continues to grow organically, who knows, right? I mean, yes, it would be amazing someday to, monetize it in some way to, pay for our tastings, pay for the gas, pay for, the campgrounds we stay at. I mean, pay for anything really, right? Besides us just out there having fun. But, who knows? I mean, again, to your point, we're just out, two kids out there having fun. And it's something we both enjoy. Our friends think it's really cool to the most part. They
They're
definitely
jealous.
They are jealous. They definitely enjoy the wine we bring back. I can tell you that. We do have groups of friends over, and we'll go through a case of wine because we're just out there just order, just popping bottles and hey, everybody try this. That we got this in this state at this winery, and these people were great, and Or here's a tomato wine. You don't get tomato wine. Here's a tomato wine we got in Kansas. Here's a leprechaun wine or green leprechaun wine we got in northern Missouri. I mean, that's the fun part for us too, is not just what we get out of it, but what we share with our friends also.
It's a magical trip, isn't it? And do you find yourself looking at each other sometimes and just having that, like, we're doing this? I mean, do you like what are some of those your the dashboards out there and you're in whatever state you're in and you feel that moment? I mean, do you ever like kind of just have that connection and talk about it that way?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, you're like, we're really out here. We're really doing this. We're having fun. Do we have to go
So the 10 state or the 10 state 12-day trip was the furthest and craziest trip that we've done. We've gone down to we took the camper to last summer. We took it down to Texas. And we hit a few wineries along the way, right? We stopped at a few, stopped a lot at Hot Springs, Arkansas on the way home. But that was it. This was the first one that we deliberately planned out to hit, as many wineries as we could within the 12 days and as many states as we could. This was the first time that it was that regimented out that we could figure out where we were going.
Have you gotten to that conversation yet where you're on your way and one of you says to the other, no matter what they taste like, we're not allowed to buy any more bottles yet? Have you had that conversation yet?
Yeah, we've had a few of those. So the trip to Michigan we talked about last wasn't I guess it was two Labor Days ago. That one was a little expensive cases trip. This trip that was a short weekend. That was only like a 5-day weekend. I think we came home with like four cases of wine that
Three
weekend
days.
You're spoken
in
like a true wine drinker. Oh, that was only a
yeah,
5-day
it was
weekend.
only a 5-day weekend. It was fun. Now this trip, we actually felt good about ourselves. We came home with six cases of wine within the 12 days. So if you think about it, that's not too bad. So the other thing we do is we collect glasses from each place we go to if they have logo glasses. So we have a shelf in our living room. Actually, it's two full shelves off of I guess 12-foot walls that we collect a logo glass from everywhere we go. So we've got 200 glasses of that from that 250 wineries we've been to.
So call your local real estate agent. You're going to need another house just for your glassware, your bottles,
Oh,
your wine
absolutely.
bar.
Absolutely. I mean,
Yeah.
you never know, right? I mean,
Yeah.
we'll just add additions onto the house. It's fine.
I love it. And you guys are great. And the one thing I wish we would have had more time at Liquid Alchemy to do is just sit down and talk. And I said to Dawn, I said, I would love to spend some time with David and Melanie on a podcast. And just your personality was fun. Your energy radiated in the room. And what I really, and even talking to Jeff and Terry, there was so much curiosity on your part. And cideries and meaderies a side thing? Had you been to a lot of them before, or was this something new for you as well?
Yeah, we've gone to a couple of fines. If they do, again, same thing with breweries. If they do wine along with other things, if we're there, we'll definitely try them. So we've had some wineries that do beer or ciders or things, and we'll definitely try those as we go. We're just not seeking those out on their own. Let's go with that. So, but no, I can tell you for sure that is one of the first meaderies that we've been to that I actually enjoyed some of it. I am not one who likes mead for the most part, but they had some good stuff, and we came home with a few bottles for sure.
It's interesting because you do this and you probably have that conversation where somebody say, David, I don't like those dry reds, right? Or in your case, I've never really had good mead or cider or stuff that I could say I really enjoyed this. But that's part of the journey is finding some things you have never had and then saying, you know what? I felt the same way, but you gotta try this. This is totally different. This is a whole different stratosphere.
Yeah, some of the funnest things I think we like doing is getting that stuff and then bringing that home. If we find those weird, intricate, unique type things, that's the stuff that we for sure will at least buy a bottle of to bring home. We were in a place called
Woody Lodge.
Woody Lodge in Pennsylvania, and they do this very, very, very hot wine. So they put peppers in them. So they've got a medium, a mild, an inferno, a blazon, and an inferno. So I tried the blazon while I was there. It was hot, not gonna lie, it was hot. I bought a bottle of the inferno, and we're gonna try it with friends. When we have friends over, we're gonna tape them, we're gonna video it, and then we're gonna tag the winery in it once we do it too.
There's a
So
warning label on the
there's a
bottle.
warning bottle on the bottle. So he's like, if you go to the inferno, I have to read the warning label. I'm like, well, I'm not gonna do it today, but I will definitely read the warning label when we do it at home. So that's the fun stuff for us. Again, the tomato wine we got in Kansas, different chocolate wines we've got. The crazier the fun, the crazier the fun stuff is what we go to bring home too. It's not just the stuff we like, because it's again, it's about sharing our adventures with others that necessarily can't obviously go with us all the time. We do try to take our kids with us on some of our wine trails in Herman. So they do come with us for those, but obviously on some of these bigger trips, they've got college or different things, and then they're unable to go with us. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you're ever, or if you're ever back out in this part of the country, we'd love to know about that and spend some time with you and
Absolutely.
visit some wineries together. The Finger Lakes aren't that far away. So if you ever are planning a journey up there, if we're out your way in St. Louis, we would love to have you show us around and take us on the places that you love. But Melanie does have to do the arts with us and go to the top.
That good luck with that. I'd be down, but good luck.
I'll take
But
you anywhere you want to go, but I might not do the
all right, we'll see what happens. You've thrown down the opportunity to see what happens. Look, all I'll say is we'll bring wine. How's that?
Salut.
We'll bring wine, and then we'll just drink it at the top. And that'll be your motivation or something to get up to the top of the arch.
And then possibly get arrested because it's a state park and we can't have alcohol. But good job. Thanks, Rich. I
Hey,
appreciate it.
it's no alcohol wine. See, we got around that one too. We're bringing
There you
the
go. There you
Smuckers or whatever that stuff is.
go.
It's grape. It's grape jelly, I swear.
It's grape juice. It's okay. It's fine. It's fine.
You guys are so much fun. Is there anything we haven't talked about on the podcast tonight? Anything that you want our listeners to know more about you or more about Winnebago? You're a Winnebago camper on Facebook and Winnebago 2, the number 2 on Instagram. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
No, we definitely appreciate the time tonight, Rich, and you and Dom were great with the little bit we got to talk with you, and definitely appreciate this, and we would love to be on again another time if you'd like.
We would love it. You guys can be our wine correspondents. Come around and just share what your new adventure is. And we have Laura Fields who does Whiskey Tangents, and
Yeah.
she's a guest every couple of months or so. But yeah, we would love to have that, Winnebago storytelling adventure stuff. We would love it. That sounds like so much fun. And bring your stories back from wherever you end up. And I can't wait to see the pictures of the Winnebago on the pontoon. As it goes to Hawaii.
Someday, we're gonna figure it out.
All right, salud.
Salud.